The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's up, y'all? You see the kid? Look at the kid. He back. Luscious hair, face looking good. What's up? Welcome back to another episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines. And this and will be...
What's this? What do you mean?
I was going to call it an elephantrastic episode. That's the word I made up on the way here.
I like that. Elephant.
Elephantrastic.
Elephantrastic. How do you... what's the definition?
Elephantrastic means extra, extra, extra good today because we have Chef Harold here.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what's a word that you made specifically for Chef Harold? I like that.
Elephantrastic, yes, because I knew Chef was going to come in here. Chef is basically the Wu-Tang of chefing. He's like the coolest Asian-Filipino mixed man that knows how to cook food. He cooks food with hip-hop, and he just puts the seasonings in his...
Absolutely. Right. This is Uncle Harold right here.
This Uncle Harold. Uncle Harold, the Raekwon of culinary arts. Your motherfucker came in here to talk to us today.
That motherfucking nasty.
And he's nice with it.
Nasty with it, y'all. Nasty in a good way. Like, yeah, not nasty in a bad way.
Nasty, can't be nasty like, with the food, but
yeah. Right. Like, if you eat anything of his, it's delicious. It's fucking mind-blowing.
Check this out. Appreciate Made it. Comedy Club food panty droppable.
Yo!
Comedy Club food. If panty dropping comedy food.
Look. All right, so all y'all know that The Stand is known in New York City for having some of the greatest comics and some of the best cuisines, and one of the reasons is because Chef Harold. If you've been over to the new Stand within the before COVID,
that's right, before COVID,
then you had the privilege of eating anything this motherfucker made. He had the goddamn... What is that? That fried rice shit? That egg fried rice with the crab? Oh my God, yo.
Sick. The fucking
the bronzino. I'm only eating shit that I'm only talking about shit that I can eat because I only do 50. God damn.
The nigga had the garlands and the, yeah. If you had a rib, it had all this the sweet
glaze on them.
Yeah, I remember the stuff you put on there, the little the carrots with the pickle eyes.
That's right,
the chick, the motherfucker had. Carrots, yes,
yeah. Right,
it was
right,
good.
Appreciate
fresh
it.
Out of the Bronx, and I hope you listened to our past episodes because he explained how he got to where he is. So now we just talking about where he's at right now.
Bang, baby.
And where he's at right now, he has a restaurant in Philly.
No, not really.
It's not a restaurant? It's a pop-up.
I did a residency, yeah.
He did a residency in Philly.
Listen to that shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but...
No, a residency is flyer than having an actual restaurant. That means motherfucker. They called in a special.
That's right. Uh-huh.
They said, we're going to call in Chef.
Mm-hmm.
You hold us down for a week, nigga, because you got all the flavors. That's better.
Right. Yeah, we showed up to Philly with a restaurant called South Philly Barbacoa. It's a good friends of ours, and they did a lot of... social impact work and, you know, communities of, like, immigrants and stuff like that.
Right.
So
Philly has a lot of, and people don't really know that because it's very segregated.
So when COVID hit, you know, it really hit hard at home. You know, most of these guys are not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they came through and we did some work with them. And you know, they had a chance to kind of work with me and learn my cuisine, which I was doing some kind of, like, you know, home food, soul food, Filipino shit.
Yeah.
And then it got popping. You know what I mean? We put hip-hop outside. The whole block was live as shit.
Whole,
you know,
block
what I mean?
Was live.
And so, you know, we just kind of introduced everybody to the cuisine and then made sure that the conversation was there about helping each other. And, you know, we had people come through and cook in the kitchen with us that weren't from, you know, from the neighborhood and all that. And, you know, we was there for a week and then, you know, peace to the gods. You know, we gave love to all the Islam people out there. You know,
absolutely.
Peace to the
gods.
You got it. They run.
Peace to the gods and earth. Barbacoa is barbecued lamb, right? That's because, you know, the Muslims don't fuck with the pork.
It's like, this halal?
It's not halal. It's not halal. We didn't have the sign outside. But I think, you know, it was cool. You know, instead of like, you know, Filipino people came out for sure. But a lot of the people from Philly came through and showed love. And, you know, they came through because we wasn't serving pork, which is kind of number one in Filipino cuisine. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I kind of translated that into my personal life, and now I'm kind of moving down that road too.
No, you do a perfect. Yeah, you do a perfect blend, man. Yeah.
You know how to cook up a pig, though.
Yeah, I do.
You know
how to
cook up that swine. So like I don't know if you know that, but Philly does have a growing yes. Filipino community in South Philly where I lived in that area in the north South 6th Street. I lived in an area where it was like Italians were further down and Filipinos was like the rest. And that got me. I was like, who are these dark-skinned Asian bitches walking around? Like, who are these motherfuckers?
The dark-skinned Asians.
I was like, what is this?
This is what I figured out. The dark-skinned Asians. Go ahead, finish.
Go, no problem. I'm like, they black, but they Asian. What the fuck is going on?
But this is what got me about that. The Filipinos, I knew something was up because they all worked at City Blue or the hot shit where they were selling polo and guests, and they was always behind the counter. So what you want? Like, who the fuck is this talking to me like a she was like a bronze Asian with a black girl ass. How you do that?
You in your soul. Just
Filipino girls, they eat flan, right? Or do they eat flan? Is that Puerto Rican? I don't know. But
we eat flan, so we eat flan.
Yeah,
I feel like everybody eats flan. It's not a special thing.
Some of them don't even know what flan is.
It's a custard.
Yeah,
like a cake custard. You know
it's good.
I mean?
It's a dessert. That's why I'm like. Even
I have some
TGI Friday sells flan now.
They do sell flan too. That's what I'm mainstream. You know?
Yeah, I'm like flan is pretty mainstream now. Yeah.
I didn't know flan was mainstream.
It's just gelatin at this point.
That's right.
They serve flan and Lunchables.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Chef, you're here with us today. You want to tell us about the thing. So you wrote an article, and I just skimmed over real quick. But it was
how the fuck you find it? And every time I brought it up, it was like, you gotta pay for this. I was like, I ain't paying for it.
Wait, no, I read it. I just read it.
Oh shit!
I just read it when you was on the way. I read it. Mm. It was about talking about organized chaos military style cooking and how you kind of flipped it on its head a little bit, right?
Yeah, so I read that. Yeah. I thought it was something else.
Oh, no.
There's two.
The system.
There was two. Yeah.
Okay.
So the system that I was speaking about is called the Escoffier system. It was created by a man that was in the military, obviously, and then he became a chef. And he took it from Fordism and Taylorism, which are systems that were built in America with GM and kind of these car systems, right? And so we wanted to create food that way, where you can do it in a conveyor belt style, where you can create food exactly the same way all the time. Right?
Okay.
And so, for 60 to 100 years, that shit worked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It made people mad money, billions of restaurants all over the world, dollars worth of, work.
Yeah. Okay.
And what's happening now because of the Black Lives Matter is, all of us that's been in that system that are minorities, we become again, we kind of got woke, you feel me?
Like,
what happened to us when we were coming up, especially in the early 90s and the 2000s, we were getting race, there was race situations going on.
I know I was smelling racism in this recipe.
Yeah, there was a lot of, mental issues that was happening to us. We were doing a lot of drugs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We were doing a lot of vices that we weren't supposed to be part of.
Well, I know white chefs do coke all the time. Yeah. Like, that's a thing.
I mean, they passed that on to the Mexicans and to us, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how they survived, you feel me? And so the article was really talking about how we can really make the change, how the restaurant business is going to be successful now. Because right now, chefs are not getting no work. Right now I'm talking to you, my phone is ringing off because people are looking for work. There's no work out there for chefs.
Yeah.
Nobody can handle our salaries right now.
Yeah.
Right? I have four hustles myself.
Damn. You know what I'm
saying? I got four hustles on myself right now.
Yeah.
Just to keep my lifestyle up. You feel me?
Okay.
But everybody else, they live their life like in this militaristic structure.
From plate to plate, basically.
They just lived it, and they don't know what to do now because they haven't stepped out of it. You feel me?
Okay.
So, what I would suggest in the article was we changed the system. Instead of having it be a military system or you have to kill yourself to reach to the top, why don't we have accountability for everybody? If you want to work at a restaurant, you have equity in this spot. You feel me? So that really equals to having people have a buy-in into the whole thing instead of them keep leaving, coming back, whatever, whatever. You have to stay here for at least 2 years to be able to make this thing work for us. You
feel right? Okay.
And then if you leave, you get broken off a percentage.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, and you know, the chefs now should be
broken off a percentage for how long?
For the 2 years that they're there. The two years that they're there. Right. Only for the time that you're there. Yeah. But after you leave, let's say you're done, the contract is done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chefs should only be owners now.
Yeah.
No more owner-chef's relationship. That doesn't make sense anymore.
Absolutely. That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The break-off should be from both. Because the chef is... I was at the stand 75, 70 hours a week type shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was just doing off the grip because I needed to make sure shit was right. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I shouldn't be doing that shit.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be the executive, right?
Yeah.
So why am I working like a cook?
And like
you're supposed to execute.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be getting executed.
Yeah, like you're cooking, you're coming up with the menu and you're teaching them how to do it. Yeah. And if somebody special is there, then you're going to be there.
Exactly.
But you don't need to be there.
No.
You already set it in motion.
Exactly.
And you should be at another restaurant or just creating different meal plans.
Or creating the success of the whole group.
Yeah.
How can we further the success of this group?
Absolutely.
How can we build? How can we do this? Work with the community. So when Black Lives Matter hit, you ain't out here with your ass in your hand talking about, oh, I need to find a nonprofit to work for because everybody's coming at me now because I'm not doing no social work, social impact work.
Okay.
A lot of restaurants were doing that. When Black Lives Matter hit, boom, I'm going to go here and cooperate with this nonprofit because they're doing this in the community.
They got Lowry's.
Yeah, exactly. They wasn't doing that shit before, right? You wasn't talking about helping the community before.
Yeah.
But when COVID hit, now you want to work with the community? Okay. Now you want to be out here in the streets giving free food and shit?
Oh,
it was the free food for the homeless across the street from your spot.
Yeah.
Right? So, at the end of the day, you know, it's an awakening now. And so when I wrote that article, I got white heat. Crazy.
Of course
crazy,
you get white heat.
Crazy from everybody. I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you right now from everybody.
You're pulling cards, bitch.
From
that's
everybody.
What it is.
I'm talking about from Australia to Europe to everybody. They're like, you can't change the system. Da, da, da. This is how we control people and all this crazy shit. I'm like, yo, my man, you're literally saying what I just spoke about on the motherfucking article.
That's
you're talking
right,
about it right now.
Damn.
And I just blew them up. And they just, it's on the internet now, them saying that. So the editor said, don't say shit. Just let them sit in that. Let them sit in that.
So now
I'm writing an article to follow up to show them like this is the new system.
Yeah.
So I worked with like a bunch of culinary professors from Spain to India to France, and we created a new system.
Swerve.
And so now I'm going to present that in this new article where
Chef Goddamn Harold.
Damn. This feels like rat beef.
Yeah, it's like some,
but
this
like
is some
delicious.
Shit.
This is like
delicious beef.
This is delicious rat beef.
Seasoned beef is aged. It's seasoned.
I mean, white people just can't have, Wagyu to themselves. You know, it's our time to eat that kind of beef, too.
Wagyu beef. Yeah, that's right. Kobe shit.
Don't overcharge me for that shit. I know how much that shit costs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right, boy. I remember when you took us to the market and we got pressed there. We're getting parsnips and fucking and chives.
And mushrooms and shit.
Yeah, man. We was in an outdoor garden or some shit.
That shit was so funny.
And with the Michael Jackson looking girl. White dude came up with them Sparta sandals on. Talking about... do you guys have your wooden chips right here?
Yeah, we got these fucking chips. Nigga, beat it. We got these Zelda coins.
We was ready, nigga. We was ready.
We had one camera. He was like, you and your gang can't.
That's right.
He was like, what fucking gang? It's four of us. It was wild. But nah, man.
Two blacks.
It was a cameraman and him.
No. Oh, I thought it was more.
It was two of us.
It was
us.
Two black dudes.
Yeah, that's right.
One Filipino.
That's right.
And two white guys.
That's right. Yep.
And they still... gave a shit because we was up front talking that, But now, for what I can say, Chef Harold, not only is that great, but Chef Harold showed the fruit of his labor because he had to stand popping before.
Yeah.
After parties, black people were starting to celebrate birthdays there.
That's right.
Like
that?
When niggas start coming out and taking up the 10-seater.
That's right.
And we come up from the show and be like, what the fuck is going on? That's nice. They be playing Before I Let Go and Frank Beverly May. Niggas be eating ribs. I'm like, Chef Hal got this fucking club jumping, nigga. This place is fly now.
Word. It's always been about showing love to the people that work hard. You know, that's always been kind of my MO, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I always show respect to that. If you work working hard, you're going to eat. If you're around me, you're never going to go hungry. That don't make no sense. There's too much food in this world for you to be going hungry. You dig me? And I know you comedians are working hard. Sometimes you can't eat sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And all that, you know, some people don't even, you know, they're not in the level as you guys are. You know, they're still trying to come up. You know, they're not making as much money, so they can't afford that shit. You know, even with the 50% off, you dig what I'm saying? So, you know, people
I'm getting to a point where I kind of am like, I'm refusing to pay for food at a comedy club.
No, we don't get paid.
No, just because I'm like, wait, no. Like, 50% don't make sense because our presence is paying for people being here. So I'm like, I'd rather eat at home. I'm not going to make a stink about it, but I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Just clock in and clock out.
Yeah, I'm like, because if I get spot money, my spot money is basically going back to the club. So I just spent time here.
Especially now. You know,
eating
now.
And fraternizing, and I paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my spot paid.
You know what I mean? I just paid to hang out, eat with my friends. So I was like, nah, I'm good.
That's right. You need to save that money right now. It's kind of hard.
Absolutely.
It's hard out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the restaurant industry has to change, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Overall, just from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
We can't run it the same way now, you know what
Commendable
I'm saying?
Commendable shit. I remember Chef used to have classes at the old stand and bring in the kids from the Bronx, and they make pancakes and salad and shit.
Yeah, that's fun.
They'd make all kinds of stuff, and the kids did good. They had the chicken, they made the chicken and the vegetables, pizzas. And we all sat there.
That's an Uncle Harold's program, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, while I was working in these restaurants, I created a nonprofit.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know, just all my free time to give back to my community, you know what I mean? Like, I think people are always forgetting where they came from, and, you know, that always equals to them being assholes, you know what I'm saying? So if you always, you know, just for me too, just on some personal shit, I try to always keep tapping into the neighborhood because, you know, if you get big or you become successful, you're dripping in that success, you know, you don't want to just be out there on your own, you know what I'm saying? You want the gang with you, you know what I'm saying? You want the gang with you, you know what I'm saying? Especially the motherfuckers that have been riding with you from the beginning, you feel me? So, you know, I've always wanted to tap in back into the neighborhood. So I think giving back to the community, creating that program, has always been kind of a lifetime job for me. I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, I'll tell you the truth. So,
Swerve, I'm glad you're one of these chefs that didn't go straight to Paris. And just stay there. You came back to the hood and was like, you showed them what's good.
He's showing them that they can do that too.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, that's the main point, really. It's, you know, all these content that I'm dropping, all these shows I'm going to be on, is really about letting somebody like myself that goes through that camera and look through the TV and be like, yo, I'm going to tell you right now, you can do it too.
Yeah.
As long as you just work hard, stay off the, you know, stay off what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Just focus on what you're trying to do as your passion.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you
want,
And
put
really.
The fire on low.
That's right. Don't
put it on high. You're going to burn the shit
slow
up.
Slow bubble's the best bubble, you feel me?
On the low.
You said the slow bubble's the best bubble.
That's right. It's a Jay-Z shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just, you know, being able to, you know, do all these kind of things now. I'm into the food media space. You know, I'm doing a lot of work with Food Network. I'm like a culinary assistant, producer type.
There you go. Can you get me a Super 73, nigga? Goddamn.
That's just fire, B. I'll be all over the city with that shit.
Yeah,
be riding,
I want a Super 73.
How long does it last for?
They last
like one battery.
One battery lasts like 40 miles.
Damn, that's from here to Jersey, dude.
Bring up a Super 73. Me and Monroe about to get free bikes. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Put up Super 73. Let's just suck Super 73 dick real quick. Free up your bike so much. Can you send two to No Need for
Apologies? No Need for Apologies. We need two Super 73.
You got to tell them the color. Super tell them the color. You can't just get black. Tell them the color.
I want black with the red chrome. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Hold on. Get that. Yeah, show off them bikes. Negri, show me one of them cool. But God,
right there. I want that Super 73 RX. Yeah.
Damn, they raised the prices. Son.
A bike with our logo on it.
Damn, they raised the prices.
Yeah.
Y'all waited 4 months. 4 months for my joint. 4 months.
Yeah.
They made that shit in Malaysia.
That's my dream.
Right there.
I got to get one for Christmas. I don't want nothing else. All I want is a Super 73 bike. I never wanted a bike so much in my life.
So Super 73, if you hear us. We need you to.
We need to get the bike.
Get
No Need for Apologies edition Super 73 bikes with our logo on the battery. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice.
Yo, you'll be out on that shit too, B.
Dude.
Yo, my man, my weight.
Yeah.
I go 27 flat.
Damn.
Out. And where you ride from?
Uptown, baby.
God damn.
Watch Heights. I'm all
you
over the city.
Here?
I come here.
Fuck
I come
that stand up scooter. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Yo, like this riding Audi, son.
I'm trying to get a 73, bro.
And the pedals regenerate the battery.
That's right. That's right. So if you're going downhill, it's a wrap. You get more battery.
We can ride, bro.
So one charge, one charge lasts me all day, son. 7 hours of riding.
Damn.
Yes, son.
Somehow I'm gonna get 10 grand. I'm gonna get his bikes. I'm
hold you to that, nigga, because you owe us cameras.
Oh, I should get truck cameras.
Yeah, I don't want the cameras. I remember that was 2011. Yeah.
Was it 2011? No, it had to be 2015 because I was
It wasn't
money
2015 because I moved here in 2010, and you did the
cameras.
BET show in 2011, 2012.
I blew all that
and
on
you
sneakers.
Was like, "Yo,
you take all that on."
We
sneakers.
Were at the Lantern, and he was like, "Yo," because we were talking about how we want to make sketches and shit like that, and then he was like, "Yo, as soon as I get us some money, I'm buying the crew some cameras, and then we just gonna film shit." He got that money. It was like, damn, those are nice sneaks. Damn, that's a nice shirt. Damn,
that's a nice jacket. That's a nice jacket.
I didn't get anything but clothes.
No, it makes sense.
How many sneakers you got?
I don't know, because I re-up.
The set. Yeah. What's your set looking like? 30? 30?
I don't know, because here's the thing. I've been giving away sneakers as soon as I start getting a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
So I would wear them, and people who wore 12s that was in my camp, hey, you want these? They out of season. I'm done. Or I give them to the Goodwill.
Ah, so you got a rotation going.
I gave a bag of 13 to two bums under the train. I was like, y'all need to wear kick? They was like, yeah, just give it to us. We'll wear it through the winter. I was like, all right, because the Goodwill's closed.
Yeah.
So to just all the
it makes more sense for you to give it to the actual homeless than to give it to the Goodwill.
I gave
the Goodwill is just gonna
charge,
sell it.
Gonna
like, nigga, ain't nothing good.
I was
about
wondering why the crackers is walking around with Jordans. I was like, how you get them Jordans?
I believe in donating straight to people and not going through a whole fucking system to do it.
Well, the reason why I was asking is because I'm pitching a show on sneakers. Matter of fact, it's called Soul Food, SOLE Food. So what we're doing is we're meeting up with sneakerheads just like yourself.
All right.
And we go through your collection. You talk us about the process. And then we pick one sneaker. And then I do a dish with it. And then you come with me in the kitchen. And we cook together.
Well, COVID fucked me. COVID fucked me. I don't have no fly. Yeah. If I can get these Yeezys and these fucking fragments, then maybe you should hit me up.
You actually like the fragments?
Nigga,
the Jordan 3 fragments?
Them shits are fire. Are you out of your mind? Put a suit on with
them
shit.
They came through with some spaceship shits in the stand. I don't even know what
they were. Alexander Wang.
Alexander Wang.
Some spaceship shits. I was like, what are you wearing?
They're frags.
You ever signed up for the Nike thing?
I know. I get Lawrence. I got to hook up to Hawk.
Oh, all
right. Okay, well, it's a plug. This is a plug right there. Fire. This is fire.
It's like Concords, but threes. Them shit's crazy.
I like
out
the,
of your
dude,
mind.
I like the back of them, but
I like
I'm
the
like,
whole shoe. What are you talking? What's not to like about that shoe?
I don't
it's
like them.
I'm not with it.
What?
I'm not with it. Wait, just tell because you're yelling don't mean you're going to make it right.
Nah, you got to tell me why.
I just don't like that. I feel like that black break is off-putting. That to me, that black break to me just was like is lazy because they done it like that. They did a reverse before with the public schools, which was a way hotter shoe. To me, this is like an insult to the public schools.
Absolutely not.
You bring up the public.
Bring up the public schools. I'm gonna break this down because now, because
to me, I'm like, white sole is cool, but you got white mid top, then the fucking a white top, then that black midsole strip, and then
that's
the white.
The
I'm like, that's
the
corny.
Tuxedo part.
Derek is a purist.
It looked like
he's off-brand. Right.
I know, but to me, he's not
his
a purist. Because to me, it looks like it looks like the Jordans that he will put out. When he's putting out all those other bullshit colors.
Oh, so like the in-between Jordans.
Yeah. It's like, I know you're about to drop some hot shit.
I see what you're saying, but the threes that came out before
the
these were trash. They were trash.
Ones?
The ones that Jordan got was like, I got some Jordan. He was like, that's not
The Jordan 3s had, the Jordan 3 colorway have been trash for a very long time.
Until these came out.
The only recent Jordan 3s that came out were the Jones with the ice blue bottoms.
Dunk Contest 88.
Those were the best threes that came out in 2020.
You know, I didn't even know comedians were such sneakerheads.
Dunk Contest.
Drug heads and sneakerheads.
Sneakerheads crazy. Yeah.
Boy, when I tell you them Dunk 3, I will say that. Commend you on that. Them the Icy Soul 3 was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I couldn't get my hands on that shit.
Yeah.
But nah, bruh. That's a tuxedo shoe. I wear them on late.
So why
are
they called Fragment? Is that the company?
Fragment is the collab. Fragment.
So I want to see what Fragment does on their own before I go, is this the hottest shit they can drop?
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I fuck with collabs, though. Like, the Atmos collab is pretty lit.
Atmos collab
is dope. Those are Jones with the glow-in-the-dark bottom Jones.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
I like those.
Did you see the Grateful Dead joints? With the fur.
Yeah, I fuck with those. I fuck with the orange.
Grateful Dead Night. They look like look like sherbet.
Yeah, they look like these little bears, whatever that shit is.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But they're definitely like, I don't think they're a New York sneaker.
No. That's a West Coast sneaker. Yeah. This is a walking spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
walking,
you can't step in those.
You need some Air Max 97s, 95s. That's how you're walking in. You know what I'm saying? You're
out here walking. All that shit, bird shit.
Wait, are you still looking for the public schools?
Was it the public school 12s?
No, it was the public school 3s.
3s, one second.
Yeah.
Public school 3s.
So yeah, so that's one of the shows we pitching, man.
That's dope. Yeah,
not as dope.
But I gotta get, I gotta get them that he hates, and then the ones
I didn't say I hate them. They're just not special. I know you're gonna freak them. I know you're gonna. I know you're gonna freak them.
If they look like the speckled laces, it's red.
This is why I don't like them. This is why I don't like them. They look like the Tinks, and the Tinkers already came out. And I'm like, why are you re-releasing a whole new shoe?
Public school Jordan 3. This is
I remember those. Jordan 3,
I love those.
Yeah.
Those was great. That was a great
those
time.
Those were the great. Yeah,
that was a good
I
time.
Those, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
But I still don't. I still fuck with them.
Yeah, those are public schools too.
Those are public school 14s.
Those are public school 14s.
Them shits crazy.
Them shits was crazy. So I'm like, if you gonna do another monochromatic shit, go with the same company who made them the best.
Yeah.
Don't
black,
give me a monochromatic from another fucking company. Let me see that collab shine through. That's the best y'all come up with.
But that was the collab. Dude.
But the Tinks are the same exact sneaker.
The Tink 3s?
Yes.
Pull up them Tink 3s.
The Tink 3s
we
are
having
the
a
same
time
exact
right
sneaker.
Pull the goddamn
Just
Tink 3s
Take away
up
the red inside with the gray lace hole. The same sneaker.
We gonna see. We
you know what they call those end of the tips of your shoelaces? You know what they call those?
What?
There's a name for them.
Oh, I just called them sneaker tips. Sneaker lace tips, shoestring tips.
I heard it in a rap song, and I don't
somebody told me, I forgot what they were called, but there's literally a name for it. I was like, what? There's a name for that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fire.
That's the same fucking shoe.
It's red.
The same design. It's the same design.
Not
just change the color.
Not the back.
It's the same fucking design. It's the same idea. That's why I'm like, they're getting lazy. It's like, take off the Nike sign, put the Fragment sign on the back. It's the same fucking
shoe.
I like
that they don't even have the Nike sign on the motherfucker. That's
give me those
like,
in all white with the better. A better Fragment would have been all white.
A better Fragment.
I'd be like, if you're going to do it, give me an all white shoe with the Fragment on the back. Give me that shit.
Nah, that shit fly.
It's a,
I gotta agree
the same
with you on
that.
As your best friend, I disagree.
Well,
I'm
I think
fuck
you,
the shit
I think
out
you
of
talked
him
me into liking this shoe.
You don't like it.
He pulled up.
I don't.
Other
they're not
Jordan
the worst,
3?
But they're not.
And now I like them.
What's the resale value? I bet you the resale value is $370.
They probably wild
for
on
no
the,
reason
on the Fragments.
Yeah,
200.
Yeah,
not bad. 200. Yeah. I could do that. Those look like nah. I just, them black joints is crazy. I don't care. Yeah, they shit fire. But I see what you, I do see what you're saying. I won't be a grown man to say see what you're saying, but I still like the black ones better than red.
Absolutely. I see why you like them, but I'm like, there's
speckled
other sneakers
laces
with that shit.
Chef, do you understand? If I get white laces with the black spots in them, I'm going to fuck the game up. It's going to be crazy.
470
on the stock.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not going to pay that.
Not even worth that.
I'm not gonna pay that on stock. I know I'm not going to pay that on stock.
Bring up the Yeezy Azay.
Look how much they are for 12, bro. It's a wrap. Look at that, dude. That's your size right there, Derek.
Nigga.
I'm not going to pay 580. I know people. I'm not
I will say this. For the last 2 years, Yeezy has been killing Jordan.
He jumped over the jump man.
Yeah, but he said that shit prematurely. He said that shit when he was still making slippers. And we're like, come on, nigga. Like,
no,
they're hot.
Them tops but that Yeezy got now are crazy. They
those guys, you seen the Azazel blue jumps?
Yeah, it's just fire.
And they fire.
God.
Nigga had all black ones on the train today. I was like, what the fuck you on a train for?
Because he Uber got on. The all black ones on. That's why the nigga couldn't afford an Uber.
I was like, what you on a train for, nigga? Yeah, this girl had someone had a Kith bag on the train. I was like, nah, bro. If you're going to have a Kith bag and you and your shorty guy, you're like, get the fuck off the train.
No, but what if they got a nice spot? Because rich people catch the train in New York.
Rich people do catch. I'm just fucking around. But nah, still, I was mad. I was like, I want them sneaks. I want the jumping. I was like, I'm getting.
What's your shit? Because I know you got the Air Max Jones on right now.
Yeah, what's your holy grail? What's your grail?
My grail right now, I have the LeBrons and the Elliott's collab. The all.
I know what you're talking about.
What color?
I know what you're talking about.
I like the all black Jones.
This thing great, bro. I had a pair of things, man.
And obviously, the Air Max 90s, you know what I'm saying? I got the turquoise joints, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I fucks with that shit. And then I'm just trying to, I like just like you, I do a rotation. I do 12.
I rotate.
I do 12 for the months, you know what I'm saying? And then when I go through them, I get rid of them, and then I bring in a new set.
But I'm surely,
but the Atmos collab too in the early '90s with the elephant skin on the outside with the turquoise check.
I know something.
Yeah, that's old school. Deshaun Witherspoon joints. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. The Air Max 97s.
Those were the hottest joints he made because the Adidas shit with the little with the butterflies on the side were whack.
Yeah,
you seen that? You've been keeping up with the Witherspoon joints?
Yeah.
I'm like, why
would Adidas don't like it, Jeezy's?
Jeff Staples, too. The Jeff Staples pigeon joints, the SB joints.
I know what you're talking about. Them shits crack. Yeah. Like, I was watching something. I was at a sneaker convention. These niggas was holding up sneakers and acting like it was a battle rap.
Yeah, it was like a bidding war.
I got these. Nigga be like, well, I got these. Trinidad James was there throwing money in the air. It was crazy.
He's
like
a big sneakerhead. Trinidad James is like a big sneakerhead.
But what I didn't like about the whole thing.
It's so hot in here. Look how my shit's falling.
But no, that's why I took my goofy ass hoodie off. But Trinidad would come in and have his hands behind his back like he was a professor.
Yeah.
It's a nice setup. Because when I mean, you know, that whole shut them down, open up shop, they were literally open up shop wherever they was at. So if like some little white kid came in with a duffel bag, he'd drop it. And he set up all his kicks. Be like, so who won trade? Like, it was like that. I was like, this is some old school barter system shit.
That shit is money now. Like, when you look at StockX, that shit is really money. You can buy a pair of sneakers and then resell them before they even get to your house.
We did an episode in Philly with that DJ I told you about. That's shout out to DJ Spontane, holding it down at Sin City. You already know I'm
DJ
trying to get
Spontane.
My free seat.
Give me my lap for one of them gals.
So he's a sneakerhead too. So we did a thing
most
with
DJs
him.
Are.
Yeah.
And he came through with the Dior ones, right?
And
he pumped them up on the video. He pumped them up.
DR1s.
Yeah, he pumped
them
up.
DR1s is so
and then
crazy,
he had his 12 grails in his trunk because his house was like on construction. His trunk was on construction. Mm-hmm. I mean, his house was in construction, so he had them in his trunk. So we in front of Gino's popping the trunk and we going through his grail.
Yeah.
You got the flints, you got the
he got his grail in his trunk.
He pulled out the Adidas joint, the Answer joints from like 98. He had them in cellophane wrap. And then he pulled out like what else? Oh, the OV, the Sean Witherspoons, obviously. He pulled out
why they in his trunk, though?
He said he was getting his house redone.
Oh, okay. So that's part of our episode for the show. So
we just pulled renoed.
Yeah, we did. And then I took him to South Philly to go to the market, this Vietnamese market.
And
South
then they
Philly.
Got him. I'm just joking.
Your man put on a Louis Vuitton mask to match his fucking sneakers. Damn. And we going into the Vietnamese spot with this Spontane Wild and me.
Jesus
but it was lit, man. It was cool, man.
I've been to that market. I'm like, I wouldn't wear nothing nice at that market.
Not there.
It's just
maybe
fish
Reading
juice
market.
And everything.
Maybe Reading market. I don't know.
But he was so popular. The security guard, he was the security guard for another club that he was at. We pulled up into the what do you call this? The accessible thing for the people that are whatever. Anyways, the blue parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled up to that, and the man said, "I'll watch your shit for you while we were in the market."
Damn,
Colt.
Cold as fuck, right?
I know you parked illegally. And somebody with no legs may need this spot, but I don't give a fuck.
Like, we're watching for you. He said, we're watching for you.
Fuck you, nine.
You five leg motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Right. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Good for you. Well, what's going on in the news? You got plugs? You got anything?
Oh, yeah. I am plugging nothing. Just keep watching this podcast. Me and Derek streamed last week for the first time. Shit was dope. Thank y'all for joining and watching this and talking shit with us. We will be back this week.
And
I'm gonna fuck Derek up. That's all. I don't know.
You're not gonna fuck me up on Dragon Ball Z. You might fuck me up in Mortal Kombat. I will give you that. But Dragon Ball Z, man, I'm committed.
Playing Mortal Kombat on? Is that PS5?
I got PS4.
PS4?
Yeah, I'm not getting that PS5. I don't like getting the first generation of any new system.
Wait.
And it's always heavy.
And
it's always
expensive,
the bulkier one.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to wait to that second wave.
Like, you remember back in the 90s when your mom's got the TV with the fat ass on it? That's what the first edition, whatever. It's heavy ass TV. I mean, granted, we about to be, but I got to. Yeah. I'm going to fuck my back up trying to get some steps. The glitches, and there's always pretty.
Yeah, good. I'm going to wait until the second generation. Even though they probably won't launch that shit until a year later, I'm fine with waiting.
PlayStation 4 the PS5 is like the wave right now. Everybody's on that.
Yeah, but they don't got that many games just yet. I'd rather wait until, like, right now, what all they the got, like, up, yeah. 10 games?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm waiting until, like, everything is.
You a sports, you a sports gamer?
Nah, I'm no? a, nah, I like RPGs and adventure action games and shit like that. Like, one of the greatest game franchises is Uncharted. Then you go to Last of Us. Yeah. Then there's the God of War shit. And
about GTA, bro?
GTA gets boring after a while. Once you beat GTA, then it's just you being violent.
You don't want to.
That's it.
Well, that's like, really the main purpose why I play. I put on the code and I just go wilding out. I get 6 stars. I be wilding. Sniping dudes from the top. You know what I'm saying?
Once I beat the story, I'm like, what else does this game have to offer? That's why Spider-Man is probably one of the greatest games that ever created.
Yeah. The Insomnia Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
From Insomnia.
Yeah.
Okay. Granted, all them Spider-Man games were the shit. I beat them all.
Yeah.
And I could actually geek out and say I have beat every Spider-Man game ever come out. But that Insomnia joint is a goddamn experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's so good. I'll be like, I should be playing this on shrooms right now. Because
you ever play this shit high? Yeah, of course you play this shit high. You play this shit high,
it is insane.
When you swing on a web, you
learn. It's insane. Like, you be like, this shit.
You be crazy, moving in your seat. Whoa! The greatest game ever.
Yeah.
Well, the game is getting too crazy right now, man. It's getting super realistic. You know what I mean?
That's what I like. Yeah, man. I like that shit.
Yeah.
It's either got to be super cartoon for me or super realistic.
Yeah.
Like Dragon Ball Z Fighter. Shout out. It's like playing the actual cartoon.
Yeah.
Like you're playing the cartoon you used to watch as a child. You're like, this shit is insane. So I'm like, So I'm a geek for the fighting games and the third person
RPG role-playing games. Yeah.
I play sports. Madden, NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what most regular
FIFA?
Niggas play.
Nah.
And every time I say I don't play 2K, oh, this pussy nigga. So you don't play Madden?
Well, look.
So you don't play Madden?
I don't play Madden.
So you don't play Madden?
Sports games?
Get out my house, man.
I got FIFA. What I got? I got FIFA 20.
FIFA's hard, though, man.
Oh, my. But that game is fucking bananas.
Yeah, it's a hard game.
It's
man.
A great game. Yeah. It's a great fucking game. Like, you spend all this energy to score 2 goals.
And you feel like a real game too, because the time is the same amount.
Shit. Yo.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a great game.
It's a big-ass field.
That's right. It's a big-ass
field.
When
I found out the motherfuckers, singers could pack out that field, I said, my God. Like Michael Jackson used to pack out soccer stadiums like that. And soccer, them motherfuckers be running. Oh, I'd be like, for 2 points?
That's the game where that's a sport where you have to be in like your peak shape.
The best shape ever.
Because you're like running back and forth and back and forth. At least with football, American football, you get to stop.
Yeah.
You get
the offense going to come out. Yeah. The defense going to come out.
Even though you getting hit by another motherfucker running your speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you remember too, it's full on. You can't get no substitutions.
Yeah.
There's no substitutions in that game. It's 45-minute halves. So you running for 45 minutes. Just imagine.
But what's the career span, though? Like, how long does the actual career...
Look at Messi. Messi been around for like 15 years. Ronaldinho, like 15 years.
Who the pretty boy that got all the money?
Yeah, hell yeah. Been around mad long. But they in shape, though.
Well, no, what you call it? Because David Beckham, he retired early. He didn't play that long.
Yeah, but after for like 10 years, that was like, you know what I'm saying? And he played another 2 years in America or something.
Yeah.
And he was
chilling. David Beckham, you got Messi, you got, what is his name?
Ronaldinho.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo,
yeah.
Who the girl that hates Trump that looked like a small Dolph Lundgren?
Oh, what's that nickname? The American.
Like Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, like little Dolph.
Yeah, female soccer players, I think the best are out of America.
Yeah, that's the only time we won. That's the only time we won.
Yeah, it was the girls.
Yeah, it was the girls busting that ass.
But that's because dudes, I feel like parents will put their girl in soccer, their son in football or basketball.
That's right.
Yeah.
We ain't got the best players. We ain't got the best players, man.
Yeah.
Our
we
soccer
could,
players.
Though.
Yeah, we could.
We have all these racial groups here. Nah. We got...
It's just the marketing. It's the marketing of the game. Nah. It's not. You know, it's not fun enough.
These
you know what I'm
lesbians
saying?
Is not dick. They not sitting on dick. They playing games.
But I'm talking about...
male soccer players be getting... I know it's a pussy getting game.
Yeah.
Especially foreign. I be seeing all the shit they be pulling. Female soccer players, they about the game. Fuck this twat. I'm going to keep it tight.
But I'm saying, we got... We got a huge Hispanic demographic here.
Yeah, but they go back to their country. They come back to their own country. They don't play for us.
Then we ain't training these niggas.
This is what I will say.
We ain't training them. If you was born here, then you play here. The moment
no, he
go
out,
to,
he out. I'm going.
Play, get the don't come back.
They got.
I sound like Trump, don't I? That's some Trump
shit. Yeah,
that's
some Trump shit.
If you was born here, you stay here, motherfucker. Wait, the fuck you going?
Wait. If you shout out to all the soccer players in Bushwick, it's a bunch of Mexican kids on my way. Yeah. All they do is play soccer in Bushwick.
These motherfuckers be nice. Nice. You see niggas hit that shit with their ankle meat and shit. Or boop, boop, boop.
But then they come over to play for the U.S. If Trump, the president, ain't gonna play for the U.S. Come on, Zach. They're gonna be like, we're not going to the White House. Chill.
Yeah, they don't like the president.
Yeah.
The girl team hates the president. Yeah, I like that, though. They did this after the Olympics. They said, fuck Trump after the Olympics.
Word up, Zach.
I like that, though. I like, because I think going to the White House after you did something amazing is dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah. Let me go meet this man who's fucking up the country.
No.
Chill.
Would you say that 8 years ago?
With Obama, I still think it's dumb. To go, like,
Obama was black. He had parties.
Yeah,
there,
I'm the wrong person to be like, like,
DJ
I don't give a fuck
Quick
about none of that.
He was doing a party.
Yeah.
Quick was there.
I'll be watching the YouTube joints. He'd be having a blast, Joe. Yeah. Got the live music.
I just think
weed.
Being an athlete.
Now they were doing the pens. It was one of the pens.
I don't know. I just think it's dumb. Like, to me, like, I'm like, I won the Super Bowl by smashing my head into another person's head, and then my treat is I get to meet the president. I'll give me some chicks.
Yeah. Or just,
chicks. Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want to meet this nigga.
But I mean, you don't have to. It's not obligated.
No, I mean, but it's frowned upon when you don't.
True. And I don't like that. I don't
like
that.
My grandmother.
You got to represent America when you're a winner.
Right.
I don't like that shit. Let me go home. Let me get in something.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking get no.
If I win the Super Bowl, give me two bitches on an American flag comforter.
That's why the terrorists have it right. The terrorists have it right.
Right.
75 virgins.
Yeah, after all this 60 virgins. Up shit, all this tyranny, we need some pussy to calm down. If we had some pussy to calm us down, we'd...
Well, I mean, you ain't conquered. You ain't conquered now. You just won a game.
Yeah.
You just won the.
You just won a game.
Why the fuck we got to come to DC and drink Dr. Pepper?
Virgins. Right. But you know, I think it's cool to go see the president. I don't know, but I want to do it with Trump though. Chill.
Nah, man.
Yeah, chill.
Because the president gonna see you regardless. Like I feel like when you're a celebrity, this motherfucker. When you're at the top of your game, you're celebrity. The president is always in your business.
Right.
Always. President is always, what you doing? And it's like, nigga, go run the country. Why are you here with me?
Leave me the fuck alone.
Leave me alone.
Get off Twitter.
Texting you and shit.
Yeah. Hey, good game.
Man.
He probably tight now because Cam Newton and the Patriots, you know what I'm saying? He probably tight as fuck right now.
Absolutely.
And Cam, crazy. Cam got that fucking, what's that cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
That nigga look wild.
Yeah, his hair is crazy. I don't know
what
he's
like
trying to do with that shit, man.
I'm trying to think. Nah.
He type Brady.
Man, I wouldn't
want to
go visit. That's crazy.
I wouldn't want to, like, when you think about all that, like, Chappelle said it best when he had the Michael Jackson joke, and he was like, who the fuck want to meet Michael Jackson when they dying?
Yeah.
Why would you want to meet somebody that's not a part of your generation? Yeah. He was like, I don't want to see Chubby Checker.
He was like, let me meet Chubby Checker.
Yeah, like, I'm not, I don't know, maybe because I don't fan out over people.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like,
you
man,
jaded.
There's
you
so
from
many.
Philly.
It's not, maybe that is
you
because
from
I'm jaded, but I'm like, man, I just did all this work and this is the reward. This shit ain't worth it.
Yeah.
That's like getting the star sticker when you get good grades. You like,
right in your forehead. Right in your forehead.
Well, fucking here you go for that. I will say this.
You got shoes.
Oh, if I got a sticker in school, that meant I was getting a steak dinner, a pair of Jordans.
Oh, huh?
Because my mom my mom raised me like a puppy.
Uh-huh.
She did positive reinforcement,
If I did good, I got something. So that's why I never did bad shit. I never drank in school, never smoked weed in school, because my mom was like, you fuck up, you get nothing.
Yeah.
But if you do good, I will get you
everything. While I'm different. Even if I did good, I got nothing. So why would I even try?
Nah, man. Yeah. Honor roll. If I got honor roll, I knew it was a steak dinner coming. And my grandma was going to take us out, and I got to get dressed. And it was tax season. I was like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Look like your boy about to get cake and steak tonight.
Nice.
For getting that honor roll. Because I was spoiled coming up. It was spoiled. To watch, I was like the perfect example of the middle-aged. I mean, the mid what's the word I'm looking for?
Middle upper class.
Yeah. Lifestyle. Right. Because I live with all women. My dad was in D.C., but my grandma had money because she used to work for SEPTA. She was driving buses all around. Yeah. Nell was just making money because she was a little off in the head.
Yeah.
And then my mom was out there hustling. So they was just like, oh, this is our gentleman.
Yeah.
The little gentleman gets all the, he get everything.
Yeah.
So it was like that. So.
Nah, that makes sense.
Restaurants is my shit because I've been going to restaurants. Like my grandma,
when you was young,
put your tie on
and
straighten your forks and shit. Because my grandma was half white. She was all into the bougie shit because she came from the South, came up east, and she made it on her own.
She
had a gold band on her tooth.
A gold band?
She had the gold band on the K9. Right. My grandma was a goddamn G. Get the steaks. Crab cakes. Lobster. Now. Me and my grandson. And I was like... so that was
I get an A. I get a pizza party. I was like, I don't want this Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza was good.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I forgot somebody. I think it was Conrad or somebody. It was like, for Chuck E. Cheese to be a pizza shop, it never smells like pizza.
That is true,
you
though.
Whenever Chuck E.
About Sneed,
Chuck E. Cheese, you like, yo, you an arcade pizza joint, and it doesn't smell like pizza. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing back
there? Too many kids in there with all that dirt. Smell like kids.
It's weird.
It's weird as shit. Yeah. I'm thinking about it now. Yeah,
yeah, because I took my nephew to Chuck E. Cheese and I'm like, it don't smell like anything in here.
You know down? Yeah. That used to be fucking Little Caesars back in the 90s was insane. The big floppy slices.
Right, yeah.
It was very city, but now it's all franchise. It's weird.
Now, yeah, it tastes disgusting.
Like Domino's crust is awful too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Domino's is kind of going down, too.
Out of all the fast food pizza joints, I would say Pizza Hut was the best.
Good call. Friday night. It was a Friday night thing. You got Pizza Hut.
But where the fuck is the Pizza Hut? Why is Domino's so popular?
Well, I think it's probably easier to franchise Domino's than Pizza Hut. Tell you.
Why? It's a one-stop shop shit.
Yeah,
you go in, come out, it's the because Pizza Hut was like a restaurant thing under the Red Hut.
They can't copy that shit and be like, all right, we're going to sell you all these things.
Nah, because Pizza Hut was the whole come to the salad bar under the Red Hut.
And you had to bring your report card in
Pizza Hut.
Like, yeah, remember that shit? Yeah.
Report card, get a free slice, parties, the big red cup.
Dylan, you don't remember that? How old are you, Dylan?
He's 22, I think.
Yeah, I'm 22. I was about to, I was waiting for you guys to chime in.
My man.
Clearly my fast food pizza is a lot different than you guys.
Yeah, no, your Pizza Hut, you walked in there, you got a coloring book.
None of that was for me.
You got fucking free pizza, you bought your report card.
This nigga don't know about when Ninja Turtles did the collab with Pizza Hut.
Absolutely.
And niggas was throwing parties. You weren't there? When the Ninja Turtles was like,
I think you don't even fuck with Ninja Turtles like that, B.
Whoa, that's blasphemy.
Because you fuck with TMNT.
That's different.
That ain't the same Ninja Turtles, dude.
Saturday morning cartoons, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny as fuck.
Double Dragon. You were talking about the Double Dragon life.
I was fucking with Double Dragon, but no, Turtles was just my shit, bro.
Yeah, no, Pizza Hut was that joint, and it was all. And I'm like, damn, you're right. It's just gone because they can't move.
Damn,
with the
I miss all that shit.
That's right.
Yeah,
just like Blockbuster, same thing.
Yeah, Blockbusters was stubborn because Netflix, it was Netflix and Redbox.
Remember Redbox?
Redbox is like Fandango movie now. So they're like, look.
That's the vending machine.
Yeah.
Right, you take it out.
But Redbox now has the whole streaming thing and they're like, look, you can purchase it from us, but they need to figure out the actual streaming.
Netflix is on top
and
of the
original.
Game, man. They was ahead of that
it's
shit.
All about the original. Just like, besides the shit I've already seen, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, give me the old school joints, man. You know what I'm saying? Give me the 90s, like, you know, the 80s joints.
Yeah.
You
know but, then, but if it's that, then people should be fucking with Crackle. Crackle has all the old school shit.
That's right,
you know?
Yeah, I catch myself watching like Clear and Present Danger sometimes. Fugitive. You know what I'm saying? All Harrison Ford deals. Yeah, yeah. Whole little section.
On Crackle or on which one?
On Netflix. Yeah. I have my own little section for like the 90s or 80s, whatever.
But yo, man, Harrison Ford got a shout out on the first Ninja Turtles.
That is true.
Look, man.
That is true.
Come on, bro.
That is true.
I mean, if we could, because of licensing, the intro to the first Ninja Turtles was so goddamn cinematic.
Yeah.
As a 6-year-old, we was running around the theater, but that's just me reflecting on
but
all
that. But Turtle 3 was kind of weird, right? When
Turtle
they went to
3
Japan.
Stunk.
Yeah, in Japan. That was weird.
But the whole makeup stunk too.
Yeah, that was.
If you watch how
they were dark as hell, what were they dark as hell for?
The makeup.
As the movie progressed, the makeup got worse. I was like, they was the best in Ninja Turtles, but they was gritty,
grimy.
Because probably the actors wanted more money.
But who knows? It's a suit. It's not a. They're not real turtles.
But you can tell. I know. But the actors, like, if you want me doing all these fucking flips and shit, you're gonna have to
put air conditioning in the suit. Yeah, the turtles look rough now. Yeah, the turtles start looking all cheesy because they start putting air conditioners and crafty in the suit.
Yeah, Turtle Three was eating while they were.
Nah, man, that first Ninja Turtles, they were raw.
Boy, that part when the nigga was delivering the pizza through the sewer.
They don't get no raw of that.
Yo, you standing on it, dude. $10 Yo, the tab's 13. No, you was late, motherfucker. Yes, this movie is great.
Yeah, you didn't grow up on this, Dylan.
Nah, bro. You don't know about this, when the moon came out.
I did watch cartoons, guys.
I know, but this is different, though.
Look at
you know this, Dylan.
Yeah. What?
This
is what?
My favorite is always Raphael, though, for some reason. I like Raphael.
He had attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucks with Raphael.
These turtles jump. Look how far they can jump in the sky.
These fucking turtles. Yeah, what? They were mutants. These niggas had driver's license. Who registered that car at the DMV? Yeah.
Your name is Donatello?
Yeah, real name? That Ninja Mobile.
Look at Splinter.
Splinter turned into the rat who's whooping that.
Look at him.
That's right, bruh.
Dude, they had the worst disguises. This is the best show that made no fucking sense.
No sense, but we enjoyed it.
Yeah, turtles eating pizza, which has no nutritional value.
And they not parkour before parkour, boy.
Fucking.
They've been jumping off buildings. These boys was nice. Love Ninja Turtles, bruh.
Ninja Turtles is the shit.
I think they're going to get a good movie out of it. Gargoyles.
When you go back and watch Gargoyles was the shit.
You remember that shit?
It's on Disney Plus.
Nigga, I went back and watched it.
I went, damn, this show was dark before the wire. Because it was so dark. It got so fucking. I was like, what? They talking about the racism.
Gargoyles is real.
I couldn't watch that show like past a certain time when I was like really. I was really young when I would watch it. But yeah, that was one of those shows that was like.
That shit should have been on HBO.
Yeah, I was like,
Gargoyles should have been on HBO.
Yo.
Gargoyles
was dope.
The girl was bad, the cop.
We can put on that. Yeah, the girl was bad. Even the gargoyle chick was stacked.
She was stacked. Muscles, big old, you know, she had the tattered clothes. Yep. Oh, wow, yeah, you know. But nah, man, Gargoyles was, there was some cartoons, bro.
Wow, that's another one. Remember this, Jack?
Back in the day. They did this all in the intro.
Yeah.
Warriors by night.
That's what you call it, voice, right?
Lawrence Fishburne?
No, they ain't Lawrence Fishburne.
Kevin, that guy.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
The black guy isn't everything on those names.
Yeah, man. Look at this.
Look at this shit here in Manhattan. And in the night, the day.
The spell.
And we live again. They need to make a movie out of it. Look at the girl.
How haven't they remade this even animation version?
I think it'll be hard to make.
I think just too dark.
Yeah, I think it'll be hard to make, yo. Because the gargoyles didn't have that much detail, so you wouldn't know what detail to add to them.
Wow, look at that. Gargoyles.
Yeah.
That shit wild, bro. That's some stuff, man. I remember the 90s. 90s was great.
90s was the best. Yeah. I used to get jumped in the 90s because I was the only Asian on my block. I used to get jumped all the time. Shout outs to everybody on the block. I remember that.
Yeah, you listen to the 90s. Passing down the feed, you kid.
It was so fun looking at all those Timberland soles. Yeah. Just raining down. Those are limited edition.
You remember the three rings? Remember we used to walk around with three rings?
Yeah.
My left eye's a little chinkier because of that three ring. I caught that joint right in my joint,
Wait, somebody broke your face?
Yeah, like my whole left side.
Why the fuck were they punching niggas with the three rings? What did you do?
I had the new brown Timbs, you know what I'm saying? And I was walking around like I was hot shit.
Beef and broccoli joints?
Nah, it was like the old brown joints with the tan bottoms.
High top, low top.
High top, Jones.
The high top
with the green leather back.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember them.
Yeah.
I didn't get them.
I was talking about hot shit. I had my Knicks fitted on, you know what I'm saying?
That's a boot for the goons. I remember when they came out, all the Wu-Tang had
got taken off my shit.
Did they get blood on it? I'm like, no, y'all fucking up the boot now.
They took it from me. I picked up my little sister off the bus, and she was coming off the bus, and I just seen them coming at me. I just pop, pop, pop.
Dang.
Laid out on the floor, got stomped out, took my Timbs, and then took my fitted.
Nigga, I'm glad walking you're still
home
here.
Barefoot with socks on.
Damn.
Tell him my pops came out with the machete or some Asian shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, don't even try, man. It's just they gone. They gone.
That didn't fly, though. Yeah. That didn't fly, though. Pop cut up a few motherfuckers. Damn, you ain't even killed a nigga with you. On some Saigon shit.
Came out with some Filipino shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, that shit was great, though. South Bronx in the early 90s, the only Asian on the block, 5 mile radius.
Yeah.
Man, yeah,
the Bronx is different now, though. Yeah. I was in the Bronx. I don't even know what part of the Bronx I was in yesterday. I was at a homie's house, and I was like, where
it's
the
nice.
Fuck
nice.
Is this?
Nice.
I was like, "What? There's all these high rises, yeah, and it's
happening.
Nice." And I'm like, what the fuck is going
it's
on?
It's like $1,200 a month type
Yo.
Shit.
I was like, what is going on? He was like, yeah, this is what it is. Man. I'm like, damn.
You part of the gentrification, bruh.
Yeah, this shit looks great, though.
It was nice. 12-foot suits, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen those.
High-ass fucking ceilings. I'm like, yo.
That's so funny. They probably got like an S on the end now.
Yeah.
The Bronx.
Oh, you know what it is, too? They got a ferry coming from the east side all the way up to the Bronx now to Soundview.
Yeah.
So they got the East River Ferry. It goes all the way up there now,
dude. That's smart, though. I'm
trying to make the Bronx livable.
I mean, when you see this
space.
Shit, like when you I think it's like right across 104th, 145th.
Yeah, that's right.
When you go past that bridge,
it's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, our age, families, people chilling. Yeah. You got fucking. A McLaren parked on the block. I'm like, what the fuck is going on
Diesel,
here?
Diesel and Mero got a spot up there. Like
Diesel
and
Mero got a spot.
Yeah.
You know, they from the Bronx.
Yeah.
That's right. If you guys ever come up to the Bronx, holler at me. I'm doing some work with a spot called Bronx Brewery and Empanology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a food truck. And we're
doing
It's a brewery spot. If you want to do any shows like that, you let me know. We come up there and do some. They got a big-ass stage.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
All right.
Nobody's doing the Bronx right now.
Nobody's
doing
so.
The Bronx.
Nobody.
I think I see Riley up there. I don't know how she got up there.
Riley Casson. How you say it? Lassen?
Lassen, yeah. I don't know how she got up there, but she was with some group of people and she did a set up there.
Okay.
At the brewery. So
yeah.
they do
young boys, they find them spots.
Yeah. We in this, I think we're a part of the era now. Not the era, but like just that age in comedy where we're like, all right, we found the spots that we found. We ain't looking for no new joints.
Oh, nah.
We'll show up to the new joints, but we're not as proactive as
I gotta be
spots.
Summoned. I hate to say that, but I'm old now.
Yeah,
you gotta summon me because I'm gonna be home smoking weed on my step.
Yeah.
We need you to come out, tell us. All right, I guess I was summoned.
Yeah.
So when you was in the pandemic, you guys were doing a lot of those outdoor comedy shows?
I mean, the pandemic's still going on.
That's right.
We talk about it like it ain't present.
Sorry.
we did some outdoor shows. We did a lot of podcasting over Zoom and stuff like that.
Yeah. I was home.
He stayed home. Well, for the brunt of it, I was home with my lady.
I saw you was in Philly, too. You went
I was in Jersey. I was in Jersey at my mom's house. Stayed there for 10 weeks. And then June 13th, I started
came
telling
back.
Jokes again.
Okay.
Yeah. I came back the 12th. I got back on stage June 13th. I ain't been on stage.
Yeah, same. I guess it's the same June like 15th or something like that.
How's the crowd, though?
I talked his ass into it. I was like, nigga, we back.
Yeah.
He was like, for real? I was like, yeah, we got to go outside. He was like,
well, I saw you at Petey's joint in Brooklyn. Yeah.
It's to me, it's, I don't know what makes it different from shit that I've already done. Like, a lot of people's like, oh, man, this is different. I'm like, dude, y'all weren't doing comedy then.
That's right. Because
we were performing. When I was coming up, I was fucking doing everything. If the show was outside, I was there. If the show was at a fucking halfway home, I was there. Like, we performed everywhere.
Nursing
I performed
home,
on a
home.
Fucking truck for Bachelorette. It was me and Khalees Hawkins. We ended up getting this gig, bus whipping down Fifth Avenue.
I remember you
like,
telling me about that.
Whoa! So I'm like, look, you can't throw anything at me anymore. And comedy-wise, you know? Like, I know what I am going to do, and I know what I'm not going to do.
I got you, yeah.
But the outside shit to me is like, all right, I've done this before. I know how to get my rocks off with it.
Yeah,
it's easier with a microphone than it is without. Like, the places that don't do it without the microphone, like, I get it. But the people need to hear you in order for them to give a fuck. And when people got to go, huh, what? They just go back to their own conversations.
Yeah, man. I've done all that. And plus, you know, I took a lot of losses.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hardened my heart a little bit. I'm like, I could take any fucking thing. So performing outside is the only thing that kind of gets me
going.
So I'm like, all right, let's go.
Oh, so what do you think the state of the comedy situation now in the next few months?
It's going to get cold.
I feel good.
Literally.
Good comics are resilient.
Yeah.
Like people who are comfortable calling themselves comics, not the people who are like, when somebody go, what do you do? I do comedy. the people who go, I'm a comedian, and then they have a follow, and then somebody has a follow up, like, but what? I'm a comedian. Those people are resilient. Those people will always find a way to be funny, to perform, because it's in you and you're addicted to it. Yeah. So thanks to those people, it's going to live on. We're gonna probably get a bunch of secret shows. You know what I mean? A bunch of, like, we'll probably start seeing, like, apartment shows. But you can't, you gotta keep apartment that shit shows. Silent. The only way to go is to be on the email list.
I gave this nigga a big-ass Woolrich coat. I got one. So,
I'll owe you your hat.
Whatever. But, no, I'm gonna wear Woolrich. And I'm gonna be out there. Because I did a show last night. White people was outside with Scully's on.
I was getting cold, nigga.
We're getting cold.
It was cold as shit.
You go, man. Waited after. Hung out. Talk to them. They just, college girls, they out. College girls is out. The white people, they ain't got shit to do in Manhattan. They still come out. It'd be cold, but they'd be like, fucking Matt Richards is hosting fucking four shows on a rooftop in front of cold couples, but they be out there, you go, man. You be like, all right.
Comedy is really coming out support. It's very important. What we do is very important. Right now, you know what I mean?
White women coming up hugging me. Thank you so much. For your art.
Feels so warm.
For spreading your art.
Yeah.
Because we need it more than ever. Right?
Yeah. Where else? Be honest. Where else can you go where you hear people speak their truth? It may not be, because I don't like saying the truth, because the truth is different depending on who's saying it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So where can you go to get a difference of opinion? You see people speak their truth, and then you're like, oh, that was funny, or it wasn't funny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, it ain't never going to die. It's always going to, especially in New York. In New York. If we live somewhere else, like Indiana, nigga, I'll be an Uber driver.
Yeah, man. If we was in Indiana, I would have got three white women pregnant already. I would have been like, you know what? I ain't nothing else to do but splooge in these bitches. So that's what I'm going to do.
That's right. That's right.
People
baby father. Baby father. Yeah.
And I'm not leaving. I'm staying
there. People come to New York to make it. And people aren't going to let this shit stop them. They're like, but all right, another hurdle.
I see it, man. Super resilient, man. You guys are out there, man. For real. It's
I might get boots this year. Because I'm going to be out there.
Oh, yeah. He don't fuck with boots.
I might have to get boots this year.
He don't fuck with boots.
He only likes sneaks. This is the only nigga that was walking around the wintertime with low tops on.
Extra socks on. Get some boots. Fuck boots. Just heavy sneaks.
So how you walk on snow? You don't even walk on snow.
I do walk on snow. You just slide and carry. But I just don't do boots.
If Kanye makes those desert boots,
he's wearing
in leather.
He's buying them.
It's a wrap. Because you can't really wear the Kanye boots in the snow because the fucking
the cloth.
Yeah, no, it's a mix of cloth and suede.
Oh,
so it's gonna eat up that Nubuck. The salt is gonna fucking eat that Nubuck.
The salt going
but
tear
if he
it
does
in.
Like a good leather. It's over.
Man, you know what I missed, though, man? Wallabies, man. I think I'm going to buy me
you.
A
look at this old school motherfucker
they
right here.
Pay me a
Wallabies.
The Wu-Tang shoe.
Oh!
Pull up the Wallabies.
I thought they were called Hush Puppies.
No, Wallabies. Hush Puppies is what the poppers and the lockers wear now. Wallabies is what niggas is wearing back. Hard night. That's a hard 90s shoe
hard
right 90s there,
show,
bro.
Yeah.
Let me see. Bring up the Wallabies.
Wallabies, bro.
You can wear that with anything. Sweatpants.
Yeah, Wallabies. That is a... You got to be some kind of New Yorker.
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, I remember those. Clark's redid those. I didn't bite though.
Wallabies.
I was like, I didn't. I didn't.
Wu-Tang made them famous.
Clark's brought those back out. I was like, nah, I'm a pass. But I like those Jones with the woven top. Them shits look like some like
product
shit. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, whatever those are. Those look like some shit that you'll just rock with a linen suit. Or they're not linen suit shoes, right?
So you're making these ankles out. You see how you're rocking them? Ankles out. That's the new look right there. Ankles out.
Nah. That's a Dominican look.
Dominican.
That's a guy that's making coffee in Brooklyn.
Here you go. Oh, that was hot. That was hot. That was dope.
Yeah, I fucks with that. That's the next cop.
So you kind of
I like the Air Max 95 boots, but they haven't done them right since 2016, I think.
They're Nike boots.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though? The Jones that zip. They were army green.
Oh, yeah. I seen those.
Can you bring those up? Them shits was fucking fire. And they didn't make them in a 14 for some reason. Everywhere I went, there was like, what size you need? I'm like, 14. He's like, we got 12. Like, nigga,
two sides down. Like, your feet's going to be like this. Your toes going to be like this.
Two sides down.
But the only reason he's comfortable doing it, because there's people out there that's like, yeah, let me try them on. Like, no.
Hard. Damn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Them shits were fucking hard. Funky, hard. Dude. Hard.
Those are boots?
Yeah, they boots. Them shits were funky, man.
Yeah, this shit's lit.
Hard.
Yeah.
What's the colorway? Is that colorway?
Green,
or
black, and white.
They come with other colorways too? Just
I only seen it in those. I don't think they really were that popular. I think they did this release and people didn't bite the way they wanted to. So they were like, all right, we'll just dead them. But
oh, look at the old white joints.
Yeah, man. I think the white joints are a concept. I don't know if that's real. Shit.
Those June Gay Pride joints.
Yeah, but Pride, Air Max 95. They did
them glitter steppers.
They did a good job, but they got slept on. Right. The green joints are crazy.
Yeah, those shit's crazy.
I literally went to like 4 sneaker stores. I couldn't find them online and nothing. I was like, well, I'm gonna just have to fucking.
Well,
stop.
Man, you got a 14. Your size is like,
I know,
it's an enigma.
14. Yeah.
That's an enigma.
Yeah.
He lucky got 12.
That's why I got the perfect size.
When I worked at a sneaker store, I never tried to make people fit in shoes that didn't fit. Somebody was like, yo, I need a 13 or whatever. I'm like, we don't got it.
Jordan taught me to be myself because Jordan's was always true size.
Yeah,
Jordans was always true size.
That's why I can't leave Jordan.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
I like Jordans, but I'm like, I want to try some size. Other shit. Adidas, besides the Yeezys, which they like a 14 in Yeezys, like you got to know somebody.
Oh yeah, they got to make them custom. You got to
up for that little email blast. I'm like, I clicked on it the moment they sent it to me. It was like sold out. I'm like, why send that shit to
bots.
Me? Why are you gonna send
they
it to
got
me?
Got robots. People set up their bot machines.
I was gonna
get
a bot. A kick bot is like $500.
Really?
Yeah, but it's worth it because if you got a kick bot, then you're buying all the new sneakers, you're doubling your profits. You know what I mean?
I mean, you buy a lot of sneakers
for double,
man.
And then you make that money and you pay for the kick bot.
Yeah. Buying a lot of sneakers.
So you buy the sneak and then sell it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So most people that have the kick bot, I feel like they buy multiple pairs.
Mm-hmm.
They'll buy like 3-4 pair. And then they'll keep one pair and then resell the other one. Yeah. So basically, they just got these shoes for free.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. That's dope. Because of the kick bots. So.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to those like fire ass sneaker shops where it's like a bodega in the front, but you go through the ice machine and it's like a fucking sneaker store?
No, I want to go. But take me.
Me and this nigga went to some consignment shop off Houston and Broadway.
Yeah.
Remember that spot that had all of.
We was
so
like,
y'all got everything.
That shit shut down.
Shut it down. Gone. But no, when it was there, boy, I was like, God damn, they got all they got everything.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was
that's
only for
I'm talking about is in Boston. It's called Bodega or something like that.
Bodega. Yeah. That's the joint I'm telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
I never been, but the joint I was like, yo, they got some fly jackets and shit. I think you had like a Bodega Bodega shirt or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I fuck with Bodega. That's in Boston. They got second round or whatever is in Boston. Boston alone got some nice little sneaker stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they got space, I think. That's the one thing. They got space. Yeah. They got storefronts and all that. You know what I'm saying?
It's in the college area. Yeah, me and Mateo was on the road, and this is when I was like sneakerhead. Mm-hmm. You remember my sneakerhead?
I remember.
So we on the road, and Mateo had like some weird fucking busted up dirty shoes. And I was like, yo. He was like, I need new sneaks. I was like, all right, we're going to stop over here. We're going to go to this sneaker store. Shit was fucking fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ended up getting some Adidas because you know how. Yeah. It was like,
only for comfort. We're here for comfort.
Those are two. I don't know. I was like, well, get these. These will do you good.
We're here for the comfort. We're here for the comfort.
I can't wait. I know I'm not going to spend as much money as I did. My goal would be. I'm gonna get not a stylist, but I'm gonna get somebody who like Jocelyn or whatever who can help me get these shits for free.
You gotta get fucking laced up, Foot Locker, Foot Locker Connect.
I'm gonna find that Connect.
That's my
goal in life now in comedy. It's like as soon as I get back on, who do I talk to to have all the fly shit 2 weeks before it come out?
Yeah,
I need that shit because I'll be watching these rappers on my Instagram. I'm like, how the fuck are these?
I just don't like shopping.
Yeah, just send
I like
house.
Clothes, but I don't
send
like
it.
Shopping. So
I love
if I can shopping, hire somebody who knows that,
give me the selection.
Like,
give me the selection.
Yeah, if I'm like, this is the look I'm going for. This is what I want. Tell me what you think, and then boom, and then they just go put it together. And I don't mind paying that person.
Yeah,
I like shopping though,
because I don't like when I get shitty customers. So here's what ruins shopping for me. I don't like shitty customer service because people who work in stores now don't know shit about the store they work in, and it annoys me. When you ask somebody a question about, I don't know, why do you work here? What? Why are you qualified to work here if you don't know what you're selling?
That's right.
You know, I hate that shit.
You know, me too.
I know. I hate it. I hate that. I don't like how like they make limited fucking sizes and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like with jeans and
it's
shit.
Like a big nigga woes.
Dude, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I need that
like,
big and tall,
carry a bigger
big and tall.
Size. Yeah. Like, you don't think women out here got big guys that they want to buy something for? Make a fucking jean that's past the 34 length.
Yeah, 44. Then where's the 44s at, man?
Nah, 44. Are you 44?
Yeah. I love that joke. I love the joke you used to tell.
What's wrong?
Like, man, I just can't go get jeans from the store. I got to go.
Yeah.
Like, the jeans I get to be, like, made from Panasonic. Toshiba made these jeans.
Every day!
You're like, that's stupid.
Dude, nah, man. My brand, I shop this brand out. I don't give a shit. I fuck with Hudson the most.
Hudson is
Hudson.
Hudson, I got a pair of Hudson
jeans. You fuck with Hudson?
Yeah, I fuck with Hudson.
Yeah, they're standard, like, for, like, the weight. Like, you can get your waist, and I'm comfortable knowing, like, if I get a size 38 waist, then they're going to fit lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And Hudson is doing it right. They make good quality jeans.
Hudson's got 33s. That's what I wear. 33 is a strange waist.
Hudson.
That is a strange ass waist.
I got somewhere 33.
It's like 32, 34. Nobody really wears a
33. It's weird. I got a strange setup. I wear 33s.
Hudson, J Brand, I think. And
you do any of those online joints?
Trust them. Yeah, I don't trust
them
shit. Yeah, no, not even. I don't trust that they're making them shits in quality material.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, you selling these? Nah, I don't know. I'm going to need to go and stretch them out and try them
made
on.
Made out of lettuce.
Yeah. ASOS thing. I did the ASOS thing.
ASOS is weird, man.
Yeah, like they sent me this shirt. Like I got like a tall shirt, right? A 1X tall. Yeah. The shit comes down to my knees, nigga. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I got an XLT. They always give you extra fabric on that.
Yeah, I'm like, no, tall. I just need a little more fabric than the average person.
They gave
you
a nightgown.
I don't need a fucking moo-moo.
They made you a pregnant bitch.
So I'm like,
you going to sleep with that shirt?
I sit just in the back of my closet just waiting. So I'll rather just wait till I get cool with like a stylist or whatever and just be like, yo, here's how much I'm going to give you to get these things.
Yeah. Are you guys getting DMs from those like clothing lines online? They'd be like, oh, you want to collab and do some?
I do, but it's just like,
I don't like the clothes.
It's like bots sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't like the clothes.
No, you don't.
I'm like, a t-shirt ain't a clothing line.
Yeah, it's not. It's a t-shirt.
You just printing t-shirts.
Nigga, we got t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's my clothing line. Well, nigga,
my
clothing line.
Where's the
track record?
Yeah, I'm like, I need some jeans.
I
want to
see a jacket. Yeah. Let me see a jacket cut and all that.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting spoiled, man.
I think they're very loose with the word clothing line because I'm like, nah, you just print t-shirts. You just got
nigga,
a bunch of t-shirts.
To this day, I will never forget, I was in Philly at a club and they cut off the music, so these two goofy wannabe rapper niggas had a clothing line called Rocky Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of bitches with just shirts that were tied on the side with a banana with boxing gloves on.
Wow.
Rocky Bananas. It's Rocky Bananas.
Wow.
And they was coming out. They was trying to model, but the banana with the boxing gloves on is what, man, the chicks was modeling. The banana be like, I'm like, what the fuck? And everybody in the crowd was like, yo, turn the fucking music back on. Nobody care about a banana.
We got
with
no need for apologies clothing line out. We calling our shit a clothing line now.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Give me the lights.
No need for apologies.
Give me the goddamn lights.
Yeah.
Is there an Instagram for it?
Wait, for our podcast? Yeah, no need for apologies. But we got to post more of our shirts and shit. But we got some fly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well,
play that music, white boy.
Thank you, Negri, for the sounds. As we wrap up today, we talk about clothing lines.
We talked about clothes. We talked about racism in the kitchen. We talked about
community.
Community.
Chef Harold came and said, let's teach the melanated how to cook. Let's spread it out.
I want to see more Filipinos in that kitchen, y'all. Not like as like sous chefs and shit, but you know, like running.
I want the Filipino girl to do the thing, the presentation on the plate. with the little garlands in it served to This has got a burblab-esque plaka plow. You know how to,
you know what Filipino dish I want to try? That fucking fertilized egg shit y'all do.
You do want to try that?
I want to see what it tastes like. I know it's going to smell like shit, but out here.
I will eat the shit smelling bird.
A fertilized egg sounds, that's a bird.
Yeah, but they like, they, it's like.
They're like 30 weeks out.
It's like a soft shell crab.
And then you crack it open and it's like the chicken embryo. It's like the chicken is half.
It's halfway there.
You gonna eat
there.
A beak, nigga?
And then you eat it all, nigga. You eat soft shell crab.
Yeah, but that's soft shell crab. That's,
nigga, that's just a crab before it finds a new home.
Absolutely. You know how weird?
You just ate a homeless crab, nigga.
That's not right, a homeless crab.
Homeless crabs is good.
It's okay, though. He give them the homeless sneakers, so it balances out.
They got seasonings on those homeless crabs.
See, what this dish is like foster care. It's like you take a child out of its home before it's comfortable.
I got you.
And you just destroy it.
If you don't eat soft shell crabs, you better get on that, man. That's good life right there in the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fertilized eggs.
Fertilized.
Community cooking. Sneakers. Ninja Turtles.
What you got to say?
Pizza and Chef.
Uncle Harold, what you got to plug, Uncle Harold?
Be smooth with it, though.
You got to be smooth to the beat.
At the end of the day.
Do your husband voice.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Oh. There you go, boy.
Oh, shit.
End of the day.
You just got to remember, never forget where you come from.
Woo!
Otherwise, you become a fucking asshole.
Woo!
Don't be an asshole.
And if you're going to be one, don't be a shitty one. Be a clean
asshole. Yeah, just be the real you, you know what I'm saying? Clean be an ass. Asshole you, you be know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're not an asshole if you're being you. You're just being you. And
that's
then,
true. That's
yeah,
true.
You're just not for.
But if you're an asshole, just be a true asshole.
Be a true asshole.
Don't be a fake asshole.
For your bitch ass.
Don't be a fake asshole.
All right.
You know, all right, people.
I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin.
That's Chef Harold.
Word up.
This has been,
another episode of No Need for Apologies. Another time. Splantiferous. What did I say today? Ill-frantastic. That's what I said.
Ill-frantastic
episode of No Need
for Apologies.
Peace.